Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friendos, and welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Semifinals? That's right. Week 16. It's week 16. Roughly the semifinals in fantasy, unless you're crazy and stuff like that. Like we've talked about, we are talking about the ranks for this semifinal matchup, which is pretty, pretty important. And there's some pretty big implications because there were injuries. There are some... hey, I got a bad matchup. Should I play this guy? It's a lot of big stuff. No time to screw around. And we are here for you. Going to go through our ranks. Little bit of the chaos around the NFL as well. And we've actually got kind of a stacked voicemail. So really no time at all, my friends, to not jump on the action. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We are here for you, Mr. Scott Bogman. I had an absolutely... and I've talked about this a lot, and it's probably annoying, but I just got to do it here because this is like our show. I had one of the worst Sundays betting that I'd ever had. I took all of that into Monday, very angry. You on this show said something very profound. I had been very disconnected through the week. I didn't talk to you on the weekend a ton at all.
Didn't probably answer my text messages.
Yeah. And
like a bad friend.
It was a bad friend. Lost my ass off. And then you on Monday said, maybe I don't remember the exact words now. You said, what did you say? You said, I need you for
yeah,
the
yeah, maybe I'm your luck.
Yeah, maybe I'm your luck. Because well, we were talking about the cooler. And I was like, oh, haha, that's so funny. That night, most people know this, especially people listening now. I placed
for sure
quite a few bets. Just to try to get back up a little bit. I placed an anytime touchdown on Justin Jefferson, which was smart. Drake London, it was smart as well. And then, I've only done this twice, I said, just have a little fun. We're losing money anyways. What's a couple extra bucks to do this? I placed a first touchdown parlay. I put Justin Jefferson as the lock. Then I clicked on Bijan, and I stared at it. It was about 31-1. And I was like, like Bijan a lot. The Raiders with the run. So you know what I really like? I like Drake London. Good in the red zone, even though the Falcons hopefully will kick it back. I put Drake London in 55-1 plus 5,500. And I effing nailed it. The only negative, and it's just something you would say, you and my wife are 100% locked into each other. One of the first things out of my mouth was, dude, check this out. I hit this. Really wish I would have bet more instead of enjoying it more.
I swear to God, you cannot see the bright side.
I did see the bright side. I just also saw a little bit of shadows.
Yeah, you didn't. What you saw was the first thing that he said, he sends it to me to brag. And then the first comment is, imagine if I had made a huge bet on this. Like, yeah. Why? Like, I was like, did you get everything you lost and then a lot on top and over the weekend? Because he was so whiny and complaining about the weekend. And then, Yes, was the answer to that. So shut up. Quit complaining.
I know. I did. And come I did. On. It was nice. It was super nice. So it was a great weekend. A first touchdown parlay is absurd. Drake London and Justin Jefferson, thank you. And Larry, our boy Larry C, pointed it out. I think they might be right. Like, how can I deny the universe where, like, we didn't, like, especially didn't check in with you before the final bets that I placed into Sunday. We talk on Monday. It was all negative. I was all negative, Nancy, and bad. And then I placed those bets and slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. So I'm, you know, just speed dial. Yeah. Dial this weekend. I'm not going to get you on Saturday, unfortunately, because no. Bogman
and
is
I'm
in
pass away after that. So
Bogman is in a okay. There's this term. If you've ever watched Bussin' with the Boys, Taylor Lewan has done these episodes with Dana White, and Dana White has, I don't know what the casino is in Vegas, but there's like a room that he works with, and they called it the Tunnel of Chaos. The Tunnel of Chaos is you go in, you say whatever it is you want to make, and then Dana kind of controls it and bets. And like Will Compton went down $300,000, got back up to $50,000, and they called it. Like, even if you want $10,000, you just keep going. It's a tunnel of chaos. You can lose, come back. That's a term that they have for that game. Your tunnel of chaos, to not be confused, is on Saturday, where I have heard no less than 36 to 37 times how upset you are that not only are the Steelers playing on Saturday, the Longhorns are playing on Saturday within 30 minutes of each other. Your heart won't be able to take it.
Well, not only are they playing within 30 minutes of each other, but also it's a playoff game for Texas and the division title on the line against the Ravens for the Steelers. So it is two of the biggest games of the year starting within 30 minutes of each other. And I don't, it is going to be an ADHD nightmare in here. Like, I'm just going to have to shut the door. No one can, I'm going to flip my phone over, not going to look at it. I'm going to be staring at both these TVs. Our boy Seth asked me, because he's a big college football fan. He's from Pittsburgh as well. He's a big Steelers fan. He's like, would you ever consider maybe like recording one and go, I can't.
Listen,
I can't. Like, my anxiety won't do that. I've had nightmares about sleeping through my alarm to miss kickoff of the Steelers game just before I was even in the industry. Right. So, like,
Had I thought through this, I'd have contacted Netflix. This would be like Tyson Paul. Put you first off, if you would like to end the year strong, you had a very good year. You deserve some extra cash for Christmas. You create a pay-per-view of just live stream Big Brother. All the places are doing it. Barstool does it. I think John Boy does. They all do these live streams now of watching. You do a live stream of you, you will rake in the money. Super chats, donation.
Be the last time anyone will hire me for work.
You know what? It might be successful enough that you can afford it.
I can retire. Yeah.
You put that sucker out there. It is must watch to see you experiencing both, because luckily you've got multiple, you're a multi TV guy in your office alone. So you're going to be sitting there multi TVing both of those games. I'm terrified for you to be able to breathe. How are you going to breathe between plays? They're going on at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't know. It's going to be scramble brain. I'll report back if I'm still alive on Monday about how that goes, but you know, it's up in the air right now, for sure.
I wish we could get a live stream, just something. It'd be amazing. It'd be incredible. But, you know, some things you need for you. We're not reality stars, so we don't need to put everything on there. But, you know, if you wanted to make 4 to 5 figures, you should put up a live pay-per-view for that. Just pointing out. Speaking of all that, by the way, in live streams, clearly coming up to it, we had originally talked about Deck Our Balls being, and it had to be on the 20th, clearly not happening. We haven't even like properly promoted it. It has been an absolute windfall. And it's
Josh texts me today. He's like, so I'm guessing, since you guys haven't talked about it at all, it's probably not happening this weekend. He's like, I'm not complaining. I just want to know if I should take the day off.
It's shame on us for that.
Yeah.
But I did have an idea that I presented Bogman about a month ago. And we'd thrown it out to see how things were going to go. Bogman's never been busier. I've never been busier. But this idea was floating out just in case things slipped a little bit. And I think we're in play here. And I think we haven't talked about this, but I kind of think I know where the date would have to be. I came up with the idea of the Deck Our Balls New Year's League special, a New Year's, not Eve. We're not going to actually do it on New Year's Eve because people got stuff, but
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I thought was Monday the 30th. Might be a decent time. We'd have to obviously have full confirmation. Sounds like you might be good. I think that might be one of the best times for me. New Year's League, same concept. We weren't really, you know, we weren't doing any of the like, hey, send gifts or do, people can do whatever they want. They didn't have
Niners game is on the 30th. They play the Lions. Is that okay? I mean,
that might even be better, to be honest with you. That might actually even be better. But kind of same concept, maybe a live watch. We'll have a wheel. Do some of that fun stuff. Celebrate into the new year with New Year's League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Deck Our Balls X New Year's League. If people wanted to, you don't have to send private, but you can hang out. Like I said, you can buy wheel spin. Do whatever the hell you want. Hang out with us. I think that would be very appropriate. And it's looking like December 30th. Because don't want to press anybody on a short run here. Christmas is also super weird this year, being like on a Wednesday. And
yeah.
I
feel like I'm in the goddamn multiverse right now. Like the Steelers and Longhorns are kicking off at the same time. And then on Wednesday, I have the Steelers on Netflix for whatever reason against the Chiefs on a Wednesday at my cousin's house. I'm going to be at my cousin's house about an hour and a half away from me, sitting on her couch in the garage, watching the garage TV and screaming at it like a maniac.
What?
While everybody else is unwrapping their gifts. So
that's absolute maniac going on here. So yep. That will be a part on our Patreon. You know, pretty clear here. The Monday figure, you probably guys have going to most likely the next day off. There's Monday Night Football in there. I had talked originally about doing some type of stream that was attached to a football game, which would be kind of fun. This would allow that, and it's my team. So maybe we'll do a big old bet. Hopefully you guys will be around. Shower us with chaos and torture, and we will put a little bit more out there. But that looks like I'm giving you much more of a definitive plan if you care about that stuff. New Year's League. I'm in this league.
I like
our ball special. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. Maybe it'll even be the new thing we do.
I think it might be more people too, because the holidays are crazy.
People are traveling
on a Friday. You know, it's right before Christmas. There's bowl games. There's a lot of stuff going on.
So. The holidays are really tough, and weekends can be really tough. This is one of those weird, unique ones. It's like, again, Monday going into a New Year's Eve and all that stuff. So be on the lookout for that. Hopefully you guys join us. Have fun. We'll put some stuff out on Patreon. Go to inthisleague.com. I know we just did a whole lot of extra stuff here, but you know what? You guys are the core that are still here that are hanging with us. So inthisleague.com. If you happen to not be, if you want to be a part of the special, it'll only be available there. And that should be, I didn't realize that the Niners and Lions are playing. So that's going to be a rough one on me, but New Year's League. Be on the lookout for it, friends. All right, let's talk about a few of the injury notes and a few of the chaos, and we're going to talk about the ranks. We got a lot to get through here. The biggest piece of news, though, we had been talking about, thought it would take a loss to do it, but it did take a bad performance. Kirk Cousins is officially out. Michael Penix is in. The move is made. Huge, destructive, bad signing that the Falcons had. So the only question I asked Fitzy this on the rank show, he was kind of indifferent, to be honest with you, but you guys can go listen to it. With Michael Penix in, there's a huge unknown because he has not played this year. We do know very accurate, big arm and stuff like that. What is your approach to the Falcons pieces? Is there a person? I kind of speculated Darnell Mooney just got his ass shut out, but you know, he's a deep ball guy and Penix can actually throw the ball deep and accurate. There's a benefit. An obvious like one might be Kyle Pitts, super athletic, doesn't get involved. Maybe Penix just litters him with the ball. But the most obvious would be just throw the ball to Drake London 15 times a game is your best course of action. Does anybody boost? Does anybody take an L?
Bijan. I think Bijan boosts the most because...
Oh, boost. I thought you were saying taking an L.
No. I think Bijan boosts the most because what do you do with a quarterback in his first start, especially against the Giants?
Good point.
You hand the ball off a ton and you make for short passes, right? So you make for either easy hitters over the top to Drake London, which is why you probably want to run the ball a lot early. And then, let Penix design him up some easy throws, get him some pick plays. So listen, it didn't take a loss, but you have to consider that a loss. Like the Raiders are the worst team in the league. I think I've been harping on that the whole year. I do not think they're very good at all. And I think there's a lot of talent on the roster. I just think that Antonio Pierce is awful and everything that they do is bad. So they only put up 261 yards. They had 98 passing yards, 93, excuse me. God, I need glasses. They had 93 passing yards against the Falcons. So Kirk Cousins was 11 of 17. They just can't trust him to throw the ball. He's not healthy. I don't even think it has to do with Kirk Cousins being bad. He came off the Achilles. It was way too early for him to come back. He went through three quarters of the season, and he has just completely melted down. At this point, he wasn't ready to come back. You know, everyone wants to make Achilles tears. It's a year now, not a year and a half. It's an awful injury. It's awful. No one comes back from it well, especially an old guy. They rushed him back. They gave him too much money. Write whatever story you want. But I tell you what this does do. It makes a Michael Penix pick maybe one of the smartest ones that we've seen. Everybody was talking about how stupid it was.
You
when
mean
they did it.
Like real life draft pick, you're trying to say?
Yeah, real life draft pick. Yes, yes. Like, you know, we were all hammering on it. Why are you doing this? You just signed Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins is old as hell, you know, coming off an Achilles. This was the insurance policy.
Yeah, but was it
it's
a
better
dumbass
than Desmond
decision?
Ritter.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying here, but like, it's also a dumbass decision to give what $90 million guaranteed to Kirk Cousins. Like, it was to me, that's more of the problem than it is like celebrating Michael Penix. But to your point,
they just didn't have anything behind Matt Ryan before, right? Like, they had nobody, and that was the thing. It was we know that we can't go into that situation again, so we're going to spend $180 million on Kirk Cousins and then a first round draft pick on Michael Penix. This position is not going to be our problem.
Yeah.
And it is hopefully going to work. We'll see what Michael Penix has.
Are you going to downgrade London or Mooney at all?
Nope. I'm not.
Okay. No. So just keep them kind of where they are. Yeah. So that'll be the relative approach. I called this S the minute Patrick Mahomes got hurt. We went on Out of Bounds on Monday. Joe's like, Carson Wentz. Yeah, I don't remember how you were about it. I feel like you were kind of on the card. Oh, Patrick Mahomes, high ankle sprain. And I was like, fellas, it's lies. They're setting you up. The league is setting you up. It's the script. And guess what? Patrick Mahomes, full practice this week. Good to go this weekend. I told Bogman this before we started. We are going to see. God, I hope we see it. Patrick,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mahomes get hit and his offensive linemen carry him like Byron Leftwich. It's the only script play that's out there. They get to replay the Byron Leftwich at Marshall thing a million times. If that happens, everybody needs to tweet at me. Everybody. Because it's going to happen. It's part of the script. I got the script early. It's the Christmas season. They'll get to play that forever, promote it in. It's happening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! We all knew Patrick Mahomes was going to play. We all knew. They shouldn't. He shouldn't if he got hurt. He probably should just sit and just let Carson Wentz out there, but he is playing, and I don't know what you do with any of that. The only negative Nancy seems to be everybody on Kelsey this week with just how everything's gone. But Patrick Mahomes is looks like he's going to play, Bugs. What are you going to do with him? Do you think he's a bench for like I guess we could talk about it in quarterbacks, but like, because Fitzy and I were talking about like Anthony Richardson or Bo Nix or Aaron Rodgers going up against the Rams. Are you worried at all that you would sit him for an Aaron Rodgers against the Rams?
I hate that one.
Yeah, no.
I think I might. Yeah, because I mean, Texans defense is good. Their offense hasn't been great anyway this season. So, yeah, I think I probably would sit him for A-Rod. He's going to be gimpy. He's going to be less than 100%. You know, I mean, I'm with you. I think this is kind of what they do. This is so they can be like, look how tough Patrick Mahomes is. He's such a tough guy. He's playing through whatever.
They you know, will.
He probably is.
They're going to run a Michael Jordan. They're going to run a Michael Jordan thing during this to prove how tough he is. And then I'm telling you, he gets knocked down and his guys pick him up or something like that. Like run the bite. Those are my two guesses. Those are my two big predictions is Michael Jordan clips. And then as soon as he gets carried, they're going to run the Byron Leftwich clip. And they think they're being super slick.
Well, I tell you, the difficult part for him is you get Will Anderson in the Texans defense this week. And then it's TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig next week. So yeah. It's two tough defenses on this O-line for a quarterback that's usually mobile to be immobile. So we'll see how it all pans out. I'm not particularly excited about Mahomes playing gimpy.
Yeah, I don't think let's see, my early rank, I'll just let you know, I have Rodgers ahead of him. I threw Mahomes in at 16 versus Houston. I think maybe the positive is you just kind of like with Kansas City, you don't really run against Houston, so they would have to throw. But I just don't know how good I feel about it. I think it's like a lot of short stuff. Like, I actually think Noah Gray and Kelsey can both have solid days here, but I don't know. I don't feel good about it. I put Stafford above him. I'm kind of indifferent about Tua right now. Tua's kind of weird. By the way, I don't mean to change it because if you had more subject, but did you see Tyreek Hill's tweet?
No, what did he say?
I saw it earlier.
I've been doing pods all day.
Here is the official tweet. He says, as soon as I click on it, because I don't want to mess up the words. Where is it? It's time for me to go, coach. Or it's time for me to go, coach. There's no commas or anything. It's just time for me to go, coach. Then that sat for, that was about 7 hours ago as we're recording this. Then he tweeted right after, I might get my first gray hair this year. Okay. Then he waited 5 hours, says tweet blew up more than I expected. And then he said, got y'all exactly how I want. So,
I mean, I just assume he meant the birth coach. Because I figured that isn't there another baby on the way?
Can he run a team out yet?
I mean, he's had more births than touchdowns this year.
Just about to say, has he had more kids or touchdowns this year?
It's five kids to four scores.
He has not had five kids.
Yes, he has.
This year. No.
He's a dog. He's got that dog in him.
We've got something else.
He puts it into other people, too. Yeah.
He's putting the dog in a lot of different kennels. That's a problem. I think he obviously was like doing some trolley type of thing. But like maybe don't do that after you stunk.
I'm about to go on an old man rant here.
Oh, boy.
I am never going to be the person to sit and interpret your stupid ass tweet. I don't care.
So you don't like the snake when someone tweets a snake?
Yeah, either have something to say or shut the F up. That is where I am. Like, either say it in plain English. Don't be cryptic. I don't care. Just do it. I am so sick of passive aggressiveness. Just be aggressive or get out of the way.
Well, I kind of agree with that, actually. Just like, yeah, just be aggressive. Don't beat around the bush with it, especially like, you know, snake emoji and grass emoji or something.
Are you telling me you're in favor of being aggressive, Welsh? I don't believe it. This is the first I've heard of it.
Well, in favor of especially passive aggressiveness. Like, I can be aggressive, but like, I'm not going to be super passive aggressive about it.
Yeah, so. No, I don't. Passive aggressive is if you're being funny to passive aggressive to be funny. I think that's funny, but. And that's okay. But passive aggressive and actual, you know, well, yeah. I asked you to do this and you didn't think to do that. No, I didn't. You didn't tell me to do that. Just tell me. Tell me what you want. And maybe I'll do it or I'll tell you to F off, whatever. But let's put it all on the table. Let's not dance around it. What are we doing?
Might be time to grow up.
Might be.
That one is not a me one, by the way. I just I know it's the one that'll trigger Bogman. I've never said that to Bogman in my life.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking
the... In this league.
Break it down.
Yeah, I would grow up, kid. I don't want to grow up.
All right. Some of the injuries. Biggest one, George Pickens, hamstring, did not practice yet. Not the end of the world. Not good because Thursday becomes your Friday when you play on Saturday, if you can follow that. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
tough
like,
to follow, but I get it. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying. He's got to practice tomorrow if you expect him to play. That's not a great sign for this weekend. I could sure use him in a league too. Another one, Breece Hall did not practice due to the knee. I think that's okay, obviously, because he played. I actually think he's going to boost back up a tiny bit. More DMPs, Jaylen Waddle. I think that one is more of a concern. With the knee going up against the 49ers.
Washington would take a step up.
Yeah. And I actually think losing.
Maybe it's time to go, coach.
I think that's a bad move for Tyreek because then, what the Niners are going to do, Niners are one of the better tight end covering teams, anyways. You just get Fred Warner out there, regardless if he's got broken bones or not. But they're just going to play like two deep coverage on Tyreek Hill. They're just not going to let Tyreek beat him deep, and it's going to be Malik Washington. So actually Washington might be a decent play. I think that's a negative for Tyreek if Waddle's not out there. Nick Chubb hit the IR. Isaac Arendo hamstring, but I think we're still golden. I'm ranking him kind of accordingly this week.
Is there any concern? It's Wednesday, so I'm not sure why he's not practicing. I'm assuming it's a rest day because he went into that game banged up. But that wasn't that a foot or something? And now they're calling it a hand. I don't know. I don't believe a goddamn thing the Niners tell me. So let's just not believe this and assume he's going to play.
Yeah, I think he's fine. Well, I don't think they're saying he's not going to play. They just, you know.
He just didn't practice. Yeah.
Yeah, he just didn't. Had a little.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, he's got an injury. And they're like, well, what is it? Yeah, it's ankle, foot, bone, chicken wing. I don't know.
We mentioned he flew to Greenland. He's just in Greenland right now. Yeah. He might be back. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they.
Bullet train.
Know. Yeah, they do all kinds of great medical stuff there, but I don't know why he's there.
Didn't you hear he's the first running back to go in space? Elon just shot him up in SpaceX. Like, oh, okay. Tillman still in proto. Got to get out of proto. Mechie's got a shoulder. Sincere McCormick's placed on the IR with an ankle. I actually didn't see the... Did he actually officially get put on there?
Yep. Yeah, okay. I think he tweeted out, I'm looking forward to playing next year. Like, that's pretty, even if he didn't get officially placed on the IR when you tweet that out. That one is not passive aggressive. No. It just says exactly what's happening. I'm not going to be playing.
Nope. Will Disley's got a shoulder, did not practice. He does have two shoulders, but a shoulder injury. Stone Smart would still be the guy. I actually think is a decent option. I like watching
also,
him.
So, practicing this week. He's been on the IR for a while, so the chance that don't ruin my Stone Smart guy.
Stone Smart is one of those like weird athletic tight ends. I like watching him.
He's
play.
A receiving tight end for sure. He's not totally like an inline blocker, so he's out there to catch passes if he's
some limited practices. Tyrone Tracy, Wandale, Neighbors, bunch of Giants players are out there. A bunch of others like Brenton Strange, CeeDee Lamb was limited. Nothing I think that's of like massive concern. I will say this is a not good one for the Baltimore Ravens thing we're going to say, but TJ Watt was limited in practice. So he was not a DNP. He had a limited practice today, which that's like, hey, Lamar under any circumstance, and he's going to bounce back from against the Steelers. Finally, that doesn't work good for my narrative if TJ's out there though.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be 100%, but he is going to be out there. Like if you're limited on Wednesday where most like Cam Hayward didn't play today, and Mike Tomlin always writes old next to his name. So,
yeah. Oh, I just noticed this just came down a little bit ago. So you missed. Disley's already been ruled out for this weekend. Actually, yeah. He's officially ruled. I didn't see that. I thought it was just DNP. He's officially ruled out. So that's Stone Smart. Also, Zach Ertz and David Njoku did not practice on Wednesday. The hope is both out there. That we get here. Also, I didn't even notice this. Hollywood Brown practiced in full on Wednesday.
So yeah, I mean, he's been practicing for like 2 weeks now. They just have not, activated him to the roster. But all that does, hopefully Worthy keeps that snap count, but everybody else was mixed. I like, what does he get when he comes back? Is he just two? Or you're not putting him in there over Watson to block for sure. So Watson's still going to get blocking, but does Watson just come off the field? Do they make it too obvious? There's a lot going on.
I think it's rotational stuff. I think it'll be
rotational, but I think it could be bad. Like you might have too many options. You might be masquerading what you're doing by who is out there.
Yeah. It's probably like, limited snaps. He probably gets the ball in a couple of those. It's just nothing that where you'd want to start him. Let's take a break. When we come back, a little bit different take on some of the ranks this week, because I think the big thing to focus on is going to be where the questions are. So we're going to highlight the questions of ranks for week 16. We can throw out a couple of ours as well on the positions, and then we'll get to the voicemails right after this on In This League.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Let's kick it over to quarterbacks. You know the players that you got to talk about and you got to start. I'll do this briefly because I know I have done this multiple times, and I have deep apologies to people that are consumers of everything we do or I do on Fantasy Pros and then come over here and hear the same conversations. I've been very adamant. You've been very adamant. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Who cares? Like, I just don't care. But I know the Lamar Jackson stuff is going to be very prominent this week. I guess what I want to ask you is where your placement is going to go. On the prediction show, I think Lamar's going to finally have his first good game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He hasn't had it before. 2-5 record, under 200 yards. He's thrown a bunch of picks. He has been an MVP-like player this year. Also, Steelers defense, I think you guys have, I went away from it, but have been a little bit more susceptible as of recent. I think your offense is a little bit more of a struggle, especially against Baltimore. Baltimore is kind of honed in on that you can just throw against them all day. You guys don't have a great receiving especially Pickens.
Play, yeah.
Yeah, and your running game, I think, is going to be led by more having to throw screen passes. So what I'm getting at is I'm worried that time of possession is very in favor of Baltimore, and Lamar is on a completely different trajectory. I believe he will bounce back. I am not benching him under any of the scenarios that people are actually presenting. The closest one was, would you Jaden Daniels over Lamar? No, because Jaden Daniels is going against the Eagles. So I'm very adamant about it, even though it is a bad matchup on paper. He is ECR quarterback 3. I have him at quarterback 3. Oh, wait. I have him at quarterback. Yeah, 3. Fitzy has him at quarterback 2 this week. Where are you going with Lamar this week, Boggs?
I'll put him at 4. I think, you're not Josh Allen's on another world right now. So he's one with a bullet. Jalen against Washington, I like. Burrow against Cleveland, and really anybody I like. And then I'll just lower him one spot to below Joe Burrow. I don't think you can move him past that, right? Like, you asked about Jane Daniels. That's who I have at 5, and Philly's a bad matchup. Baker's been hot. Against Dallas is a good matchup. Just doesn't have the upside Lamar does. He doesn't run like Lamar does. So I just can't do it. I think 4 is where you have him. I am alive in multiple spots where I have Lamar, and he is in my lineup against my team. So I don't know what else I have to do to endorse him to convince people. I'm sure people will still be mad I moved him down one spot below ECR. I don't care.
I actually don't think anybody is focused on that. I think what everybody, especially trolley people, are going to be focused on this week is us that are saying, I'm starting Lamar under all the circumstances. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to cherry pick when, give me a random guy. When Aaron Rodgers throws 3 touchdowns against the Rams and one person asks, hey, should I start Rodgers over Lamar? And I would say, I'm not. And people will focus on that. I am, lastly, just adamant, make your own decision. this week. Yeah. Everybody and their mother. Maybe there's probably some other analysts that are like, yeah, he's bad. I would start Baker, and you feel bold about that. Great. I'm not. And not going to be shocked when three or four of those lower quarterbacks do potentially score higher than Lamar.
I mean, it happens every week. It's inevitable, right?
100%.
Like, unless Lamar goes out and has the game of his career, there's going to be a grip of guys that outscore him. Hell. But it's, can you look yourself in the mirror if you start Baker over Lamar and Lamar scores 30 points and Baker scores 50? And that's the difference in your game. Can you do that?
I lost a league this past week on a quarterback decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
And it kind of stinks when I look back on it, on how I had I literally not started Jameis Winston and put in, I believe, Aaron Rodgers, I would have won. And I have to sit with that. But that's not the same decision. You know, like, you can have these cute streaming decisions throughout the year and it's like, oh, I miss. Okay. You can't lose here. So if I'm in a can't lose situation, I want the quarterback that I spent a really high pick on. I want the quarterback that just threw 5 picks last week. That's what I want to go down with. So we'll leave it at that with people. If yes, you could justify a Brock Purdy or Matthew Stafford. You can find scenarios why, because you can look at a previous track record of Lamar and say all of these make sense, dot, 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 dot. But I think a lot of people, especially the pros and you and I, the fantasy pros people, we're going to say Lamar, and hopefully we're not wrong. So that answers that. Hopefully being done. You're not down on Jaden Daniels. I am down on Jaden Daniels a little bit in that I pushed him down to 8. I think Philly is a really bad matchup for him. I mean, I do like Terry McLaurin. The Terry McLaurin rating this week is pretty good. I'm just worried about that defense in general. That only equates to maybe me being like, I like Baker, I like Darnold a little bit more. So maybe you're
already I haven't done a real go over. So I can see Baker ahead of him. I see, you know, Darnold might be. Kyler has a good matchup, but I couldn't put him ahead. I'm not putting Jordan Love ahead. So yeah, I mean, the lowest is 7 or 8, still QB1.
Yeah, Fitzy and I were talking Love, you know, it's going to be low 20 degrees, though I will say it looks like it's supposed to be, I believe, pretty sunny. No actual weather, but it's going to be super, super cold in that New Orleans matchup.
Does that look weirder to you? I mean, we're you know, Southerners here.
77 degrees. I just looked down at my on my computer. It says 77 degrees out right now here in Arizona.
61 here for me. So quite a bit colder. But yeah, I mean, there's weather concerns I haven't looked into. I am seeing 15 mile per hour sustained winds in Baltimore for Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Let's see, chance of rain in Cincinnati, chance of rain in Indianapolis. Well, that's a dome. Why do they do that? Why do they put that there? Definite rain in Seattle. And it looks like that is a slight chance of snow in Green Bay on Monday night. I'm not seeing a lot of other win stuff. Yeah. It's just the Pittsburgh game.
Like I'm taking Purdy over Love. And I know just like Purdy on the road better. I think George Kittle, it's a George Kittle week. I like Juwan Jennings getting back involved.
Green Bay's been going a lot to Jacobs, a lot.
Yeah, and exactly. They've been super successful on that. So, like, I have Purdy a little bit higher. I think one of the biggest first stream questions I'm going to throw at you, Aaron Rodgers or Justin Herbert? Aaron Rodgers, on the ECR, is 16, and Herbert is 17.
I don't like Herbert that much this week because I just think Denver is going to possess the ball. And we saw what happened, like, I was explaining this on Thursday Night Football, and Joe thought my phrasing was good when I said the dam broke for the Chargers against the Bucs, right? And the Bucs, number two pass blocking grade in the NFL, the Broncos are number one. So I just think the Broncos have the ball a bunch in that game. And I think A-Rod, you know, he can still pass. He's, you know, got his Netflix stuff. He's on the up here. So they've looked good a couple weeks in a row. I'd much rather start A-Rod.
Do you think that Bo Nix is in the circle of trust of being a top 12 quarterback? He is ranked 12 here. Do you think he is worthy of considering streamers, or do you think like he belongs as a top 12, which means we are team go after, you know, doesn't look super great lately.
Yeah, but I'm team go on him. I just think what we saw against, you know, I was just explaining, you know, against Herbert is for Bo Nix. It's that, you know, I have the over on Cortland Sutton on Thursday as well. Like, I just think they're going to be able to pass the ball because it seems like we're starting to see this Chargers defense kind of break down. They were pretty healthy this year comparative to recent years for them. There's another team that, you know, fired their whole staff and restocked and all that. So, but they are just getting a little long in the tooth here. I think it's, I think the Broncos kind of roll this one.
Is there anybody deep that you could get into and placing a tiny bit higher? Cooper Rush against Tampa Bay. Hell, Matt, Bryce Young against Arizona. But yeah, go ahead.
Mac against the Raiders. I think the Raiders are terrible. I don't think they're good. I think we saw a broken Kirk Cousins still beat them last week. So I think a fully healthy S-talking Mac Jones might be pretty good. Brian Thomas in for a big week. Brendan Strange, decent amount of catches as well. So, I think I think he might get just a little bit of a boost here.
I got Brian Thomas pretty high this week too in the ranks. All right, going over to RBs, Jahmyr Gibbs is my number one. He's actually now the consensus number one of being the sole guy. I really like Bijan Robinson as well at the tippy top. But here is a great question, and Fitzy and I were debating this one. When you're looking at core guys across the board, you know, Josh Jacobs, phenomenal matchup, James Conner, these are not questions. There's actually 11 running backs that have an A grading on Fantasy Pros for the matchup. Ironically, RB12 is exactly who I wanted to talk about, who goes down to a B, Joe Mixon. Why? Because Joe Mixon is going against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs give up pretty much at the tippy top the least amount of fantasy points to running backs in general, yards, touchdowns, everything. You just really can't run against this team. Also had like a little tiny, I think it's going to be fine, but had that little like injury thing that's out there. The question is do you think Joe Mixon, due to volume, is an absolute no doubt? You start him, you don't try to get cute and think about it, or do you think he deserves to be down? Because Fitz does have him lower. He put him at 17 so far this week.
I think I'm going to have him at 16. So I am going to lower him. Kansas City has been doing a great job. And, you know, we talk about the health of offenses. I don't know how healthy Houston's offense is right now. Joe Mixon is banged up and CJ Stroud just doesn't look right. And the defense knows that they're going to have to be taking over in this game. It's a cold outdoor game.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
For an indoor type of team, Joe Mixon played in Cincinnati for years, so he's fine in the cold. I'm not like really worried about that, but I am worried about the front seven of Kansas City against anybody. So, yeah, I think I'm going to lower him a little bit being banged up and CJ Stroud not really instilling a lot of confidence recently.
A couple guys that are in those fringe areas, I'll tell you, I love Bucky Irving this week. The Dallas, like, on paper match.
No way. You like Bucky? This is the first I've heard of him.
I didn't like him last week, and I was wrong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, I'll tell you what, that dang old
in this league.
Talk about www.com. You made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on. Yeah.
What I really like, though they're not like a big, massive, like, yards give up. Dallas has given up 16 touchdowns to running backs so far this year. So I'm in on Bucky. I'm fine with Garrido. I'm back on Chuba, even though it was a huge, big disappointment. Let me throw this one at you. This is one I think I am higher than most on. He comes in at RB20 on the ECR. I have him at 16. It's Jerome Ford. And the obvious reason is him getting to be the number one guy without Nick Chubb and Nick Chubb being gone. The maybe not so obvious reason, but once you start to look, is that over the last month, the Cincinnati Bengals have given up the most fantasy points to running backs in the NFL. The most. And
it's hard to point to a more pathetic defense in Cincinnati recently.
I agree. And they have given up the most receiving yards to running backs by a lot, by a lot. Now, the negative to this, DTR is that quarterback. That really does kind of screw it up. And Fitzy had some good stats on like how bad the offense and receiving yards have been when DTR is out there. That is definitely a thing. But I would have a small counter to say, if you're not going to have big high leverage stuff that's going to benefit guys like Cedric Tillman if he's active, or even Jerry Jeudy, what's going to happen? Well, if David Njoku's available, short line, and Jerome Ford. Jerome getting him on the outsides, throwing him screen passes. It's the number one team over the last month you can throw to running backs against. So there's some risk because of the quarterback play, but I really love Jerome Ford in this spot in that I think he's a flex play. Like, I have him as an RB2, but I think clearly most of you could have two great running backs and then you have to start him. So I'm kind of calling him like a must start.
You would start him over Brian Robinson against Philly. That's a real bad matchup for Robinson.
I have Robinson outside the top 20. Yeah, so
I mean, that's like a real one that I have. Like, I have Ford on my bench. And I have Brian
Robinson. Horrific matchup against Philly.
I think I also have somebody else that's better, so it's not that big of a worry. But I don't know. It's tough, man, because I really do worry about DTR and them really being able to move the ball at all. Like, if you just stack the box, you should be able to stop DTR. So I worry about that. But like you said, he's going to get a million chances at it. He's going to get all of the carries and some targets as well. So I think he's definitely an RB2. I'm not as excited as him. I think you have him slightly ahead of ECR. I'm probably going to have him slightly below ECR, but I'll still have him as an RB2. So he's definitely startable this week.
Well, I have him quite a bit higher. I have him 16. He's 20 on ECR. I will point out Brian Robinson is 19.
Well, my point is you still have him as an RB2.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have
him
as a high end. I'm going to have him as a low end. He's still going to be an RB2. Yeah.
Is there anybody else in this range of the RB2s that stand out that you want to hit, even looking at ECR compared to yours? There's some questions on Breece Hall, Tony Pollard, as Tajay Spears has kind of moved up. You've got the Swift. I'm a little bit down on Rashad White. Is there anybody in that range, or do you want to go to the flexes?
Let's go to the flexes. I think this is pretty self-explanatory at this point.
I think a big question is going to be Kendre Miller then this weekend. It does not seem like Alvin Kamara is going to be able to play. He's got an abductor issue. Yeah. If he does, I think that also limits. I would expect with him not playing, which hurts us, by the way, in our pentathlon, that Kendre Miller gets a bulk, but don't be surprised when Jamal Williams gets a little bit of carry. So that could take some of that shine off. It's not a great matchup. Kendre Miller on ECR comes in. Where the hell did he go? Where are you? 28. So that's kind of a flex running back. Do you buy him being a flex play this week?
A flex play, yes.
But sounds like you want to stay away from him.
Yeah, I just don't want anything with New Orleans, especially after we saw Green Bay just dismantle this week. So, like, Green Bay's defense is playing at a great level. You have the third string quarterback and the third string running back, and you know, who do you have? Like, pieces of the offensive line are the only starters from week one that you still have in New Orleans right now. It is bad, dude. And Green Bay is playing hot. I want nothing to do with Kendra.
I'd just be hopeful that it's also a bad quarterback play, but like Jamal Williams is not going to happen to help in the passing game.
Kendra will. Sucks. Jamal is done. Like,
but Kendra will happen to help in the passing game though. Did you say to his cats?
Yeah. Have you not seen that clip where he's like, after training camp, he's like, I want to go see my cats. I miss my cats. He's like, they need their dad. You know,
why doesn't he bring his cats with him?
Because it's training camp and you stay in those dorms or hotels. You know, so but
he's the Bogman of running backs.
He is, but I mean, he needs to be like I am and sit here in your office with your cat, not be at work with your cat all day. So
yeah, having anxiety about the Steelers and the Longhorns. Mm-hmm. That type of
stuff. That's what you should be doing. Yeah.
What are you doing with the Pittsburgh Steelers running backs? Fitzy.
I'm gonna have Warren ahead of Najee.
That's what he has. That's
what he has.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.